Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Attention, small business.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, one thing that was really bad, in addition to COVID and the lockdowns and the way the government handled everything, and it was a cluster and a half. But one thing that I think is really hurting us since the pandemic is our sitting and our working from home. I love seeing patients at home and doing telemedicine. It's easy. I don't have to pay for overhead. It's a great job. I get to make my own hours. I love doing radio. And I love having my studio, my comfortable chair. But the problem is that means I am sitting more. And study after study is telling us to stop sitting so much. The more you sit, the higher the risk of dementia. And I don't know if you remember, but pre-COVID, there was a study on our sitting. And they said, even if you get up and exercise, it won't negate how bad the sitting did. You need to exercise, but if sitting a certain number of hours a day was bad for you, you couldn't wipe that all away by exercising. You have to actually stop sitting. And that makes it difficult when you work from home. Now, I got a stand-up desk because I didn't want to be sitting. So I could stand up and work. But they say even standing for prolonged periods of time is not good. You need to be moving. And that's really, really hard to do if you have a desk job. Well, this study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. They looked at 50,000 adults and found that sitting at least 10 hours a day increased the risk of developing dementia by 8%. If you went to 12 hours a day, the risk went up to 63%. If you got a workout in and then went and sat for 10 or more hours, the dementia risk did not change. Now, some of you will say, well, I don't sit for 8 hours. I don't sit for 12 hours. I think what they're doing is they're looking at cumulative. I don't think it necessarily is just sitting in one place for 8 hours. But so I get up, you know, shower, do my makeup, whatever. And then sometimes, then I prep for my show. So I'm sitting down, prepping. So I'm on the computer for maybe about an hour. Then I go to the studio. I do a 3-hour show. So now I'm already at 4 hours. Then I go home and I see patients for about 6-7 hours. Maybe I might watch some TV. Maybe I might answer my emails. Do some more prepping. I could be very easily on a computer 10-12 hours a day. You've got to take a better look at what you're doing. And it's these computers. We have basically now turned our lives, our work, our communication, our education, our entertainment to computers. And we wonder why kids are depressed. We wonder why there's teen suicide. It's because everybody is on a computer over and over and over again. And some of you will say, well, I get up to pee or I get up to poo. All right, let me ask you something. When you go to the bathroom and potty, what are you reading? Are you taking a magazine in with you? Or are you playing a game on your phone? You're still sitting on the potty. So what do you do? You got to get up frequently. Okay? Maybe every 15 minutes, get up for even a minute. Every hour, walk around for 10 minutes. Alternate between stand-up desk and sit-down desk. If you're watching a movie, maybe do it while on a treadmill or on a stair stepper. You can watch TV while exercising. You want to listen to music, you want to play a game. You don't always have to be sitting while doing that. You also got to watch what you eat, okay? Because dementia can be fought off with vegetables and eating a healthy diet. But if you're eating a hamburger and fries and a soda pop, and you're sitting at your desk and you're working, and maybe you're smoking and having an energy drink, that's not going to help. And so I don't want to depress anybody. You know, I know it's not easy. You know, these are jobs. Come first. We got to make money. We're also tired. Yeah, you know, it's really hard to run around an office workplace when there's nobody there. I mean, when I worked in an office setting, you know, I would go and I would talk to people and run down to IT. You know, maybe I would talk to, shipping and receiving. And then, you know, the boss is like, "Where's Dahlia?" So I'm like, "Well, I have to show I'm in my office," but I would still try and get up. You know, when I waited tables, that was great because you're always moving. But for those of us that don't wait tables, you know, and aren't, you know, in a hospital setting working and running around and moving, you got to find ways to move. Now, I break up my day with the dog. I take the dog for a walk. I'll clean. I might, go up and down stairs and do laundry by making multiple trips. Do I try to get up? And then I also do a workout. But I still run the risk of working at a job where I am just sitting and sitting for a long period of time. And now that people have Netflix and TV shows and they binge, they sit. Not to mention, what does that do to your back? What does that do to your butt? What does that do to your joints? So I don't want to depress you guys, but just be a little bit more aware of the lack of activity you have and try to step it up. One thing I also do is if my husband wants to watch a show, I have some arm weights. So I'll stand up and I'll do some arm weights. I also have a yoga mat. So I'll get on the yoga mat and I'll do some stretches and I'll do some exercises or some crunches just so I'm not just sitting. Try to make it your new religion to not, or a religion, to not sit longer than 15, 20 minutes at a time where it feels odd and you've got to get up. And to have that style of thinking, you'll hopefully be able to move more. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Nathan writes, telemedicine is a scam. He says, every time I pay and call the doctor, they won't give me the medicine that I want. I don't need to pay $60 just to be told I have a cold and to take Robitussin when I need an antibiotic. He's not the first person to say this, by the way. Nathan writes, and then the company won't give you your money back. It's like that at urgent cares, too. Do we have to die before somebody gives us an antibiotic? Okay, so Nathan is not entirely off by his frustration with telemedicine, and I'll kind of tell you the backstory. By the way, doctors don't get $60. Doctors don't make that money on that. Doctors make a lot less. The telemedicine companies, employ staff, the software, and all that. And so people get mad at the doctor. Don't get mad at the doctor. You know, it's a system. But keep in mind what telemedicine is for. Telemedicine is marketed as you don't have to go into a doctor all the time because there may be some maladies and some issues that we could do while you're home in your pajamas on Christmas Day, right, when everybody else is on vacation, everybody else is closed, and do it cheaper than you going to a medical office out in the cold, out in the heat, waiting 2-3 hours. And so the telemedicine, what you're paying for, isn't necessarily an antibiotic. If you need an antibiotic, you might get an antibiotic. But what you're paying for, which a lot of people don't realize, and some people don't really care about, is you're getting a doctor in your home, like, pretty quickly. You want a doctor now? There's a doctor on Christmas Day that you're talking to. Okay, there is value to that. You're also getting a medical opinion without having to go through the awkwardness of undressing, without having to shave and shower first, without having to drive. All right, so you're getting an evaluation. You're getting an opinion. Lawyers charge, what, $500, $600 an hour on average for you to get an opinion from a lawyer? And you're getting an opinion from a doctor, sometimes free, no copay, based on your insurance. So you're getting a cheap, inexpensive evaluation by a doctor. But there's limitations. And these limitations include, first of all, you aren't getting examined. So if you're having pain, somebody will call, and they have pain between their scrotum and their rectum. And they're like, what is that? Well, I can't examine your prostate. I can't examine the testicles. I can't see if you have a genital infection. I can't test you for an STI. So sometimes I have to say, look, this isn't something we're going to be able to do over the phone. You're going to have to go in and get seen and talk to and see a medical provider. There's only so much we could do. You have a cough that isn't going away, and you've been a smoker. We got to make sure it's not lung cancer. You have pain in your lower abdomen, and you still have your appendix, and the pain's not going away, and it's worse when you move. We might be looking at appendicitis. And so we are guessing. And I told you a big frustration people have, and I don't mind that people are frustrated. Totally okay for you to air your frustration. I get it. But many of you are frustrated because the telemedicine companies might market themselves as, we might be able to solve your problem. Now, if you really read their website correctly, they'll tell you there's limitations. They're like, well, we could maybe treat some UTIs. But what if it's not a UTI and it's an STI? Then we can't treat it. Okay, we're not allowed to treat STIs over the phone. You know, you might have an ear infection. But, okay, if the ear infection is viral, you know, or you're having ear pain from COVID and we can't see your ear, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get an antibiotic. And so some people think that if we treat something, it means you'll always get an antibiotic. Well, what a lot of people don't realize, which frustrates them, and again, I understand the frustration. I have no problem with Nathan being a little upset about, you know, his experience with, you know, telemedicine, doctors and individuals, etc., is the guidelines are changing. So, you know how we used to always get Z-Packs with bronchitis? Well, the health powers that be asked us to stop that. They're like, 97% of bronchitises are viral. You know, I've had a cough. I've had a cough for about a week. Right? In the olden days, I would have asked for a Z-Pack to knock it out quickly. It's almost gone. And I did it without a Z-Pack. The difference is you got to be patient. Nobody wants to be patient. It's hard for me to be on air having a cough. I would rather take the Z-Pack and get better. But now the standard of care with medicine is no. You don't give an antibiotic every time there's somebody has a cough or bronchitis. We also don't give antibiotics for sinus infections all the time. Right? In the olden days, if you had some green discharge, they would give an antibiotic right away for a sinus infection. They've also found that many sinus infections are viral. And many of you learned that because when you had COVID and you had a sinus infection, you were like, wow, I feel like I do when I have a sinus infection, but it's COVID. because inflammation of the sinuses could feel pretty similar, whether it's bacterial or viral. So now you're like, well, they treat sinus infections, but I didn't get an antibiotic. Well, if they told you what the sinus infection could be, they told you to humidify, they told you to use a steroid nasal spray, they talked to you about decongestants, they talked to you about humidifiers, that is considered treatment. Even though you're thinking, oh, that's BS because I didn't get an antibiotic. And so what you need to do is maybe before you spend the money, if you are spending the money, a lot of you have free copays. So it doesn't cost you anything for the telemedicine service. But for some of you, you're paying. Right? And so what you need to do is you need to ask. And ask them, look, I'm about to pay you. What happens if they don't give me an antibiotic? Because that's really all I want. Will I get my money back? And if they say no, then you can make a better decision. Now, why all this stinginess when it comes to antibiotics? Well, there has been a lot of antibiotic resistance. We've had many people, for example, with COVID saying, I don't have COVID. They get treated with an antibiotic. They're so sick. And we have antibiotic shortages. People are noticing that a lot of antibiotics don't work on them anymore. People are telling me, don't give me a Z-Pak or amoxicillin. It does nothing for me. Well, it's because they were taking so much of it. So you have antibiotic resistance. You also have antibiotic-related infections like C. diff. C. diff is a horrible bacterial infection of the stool made by opportunistic bacteria caused by somebody's overuse of antibiotics. There's also allergies to antibiotics. So, they've kind of told us that also antibiotics are screwing with our gut microbiome. So now they're starting to say maybe we need to be laying off a little bit with the antibiotics. And another issue that's going on is doctors or medical providers get dinged. If you overwrite antibiotics, the company notifies you. And these doctors can get fired if their antibiotic prescribing is not up to public health standards. They don't want a doctor just giving everybody antibiotics just so they could get good patient reviews. So, many of you might have kind of grown up with a neighborhood doc or a family doc that might come to your home or knows your family. And so they had that antibiotic prescription before you even walked in the door ready. Medicine has changed. Lawsuits, liability, metrics, ratings, performance reviews have now changed it where everything is being very, very calculated. And everybody's different. I get it. If I take an antibiotic, I feel better, even if I don't have a bacterial infection. But you don't get the same doctor all the time that understands that. They have all these now rules they have to follow. So, again, the value is you're getting to talk to a doctor. You're getting advice. You're getting direction, which a lot of people never had and now all of a sudden can have. That's value. But if you think you're always going to get an antibiotic, or you're always going to get a drug, many of you are upset you can't get your ADHD medicines or you can't get narcotics. There's limitations. All telemedicine companies should make those limitations aware before you spend the money. And it should be on their website saying, guys, we can't do COVID medicine over the phone. Some of them can, some of them won't. Or we can only do X, Y, and Z. So I get, so you need to figure out what is it that you need. If all you want is an antibiotic, then, keep in mind, it could be a 50-50 chance. But if you're like, look, I just need to talk to a doctor and know what I need to do next. Telemedicine's fantastic for that. 1-877-DOLLY.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Update. Last night's Republican presidential debate went on without frontrunner Donald Trump, and it went on and on and on with everyone talking over each other. House Republicans will hold the first public hearing in their impeachment investigation of President Biden today. The American soldier released from North Korea this week, arriving in Texas overnight. U.S. authorities took custody of 23-year-old Travis King yesterday at the China-Korea border. Weekly jobless claims are up a bit. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 23rd came in at 204,000. That's an increase of just around 3,000 from the previous report. A groundbreaking marijuana bill is advancing in the Senate. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So tomorrow is National Coffee Day, and the reason why I'm telling you guys about this today is because many of you get your coffee in the morning before I'm on air. And so if you want to make good on some of the deals, I need to tell you about those deals now so you can go and take advantage of it. And I honestly am all about the deals and saving money. Why not? You know, I'm tired of paying full price for everything. I don't even drink coffee. And I might actually go and get coffee, right? Just so I can feel like I am, making good on some of the deals. So National Coffee Day is tomorrow. And 2/3 of Americans drink coffee daily. 63%. I don't. I don't like the taste of coffee. In order to like the taste of coffee, I have to add chocolate. and sugar, and it's just not worth it. And I don't want to be drinking artificial sweeteners every day, so I usually just don't drink coffee. And honestly, I'm kind of hyper as it is, so I have a lot of energy as it is, thank God. So I don't necessarily need that caffeine boost, but a lot of people do. 1.7 cups a day for everybody in the U.S., 2.8 cups daily per coffee drinker. That is according to the National Coffee Association. U.S. imports, according to USA Today, most coffee, and is expected to import 20% of the world's volume of coffee in 2023 to 2024, compared to 47.5 million in European Union. So Europe, I think, still beats us, but, you know, America is a huge, huge consumer of coffee. U.S. does not rank among the top 10 countries in terms of consumption. Lebanon is number one at 1,500 cups annually.
Hmm.
Now, many drink coffee, and they do that to keep themselves awake. There has been multiple studies looking at health benefits of coffee. The FDA says healthy adults can have actually four to five cups of coffee a day and stay within the recommended caffeine limit of 400 milligrams a day, because the average cup of coffee has about 80 milligrams a day. But keep in mind, 16-ounce Starbucks coffee can have 260 to 360 milligrams of caffeine. So that's not considered then one cup. One cup is your simple 80 milligrams. Got to keep that in mind. I think a 14-ounce cup of Dunkin' coffee has 210 milligrams. Now, again, that's a lot, okay? And you have to drink it slow. You need to be really, really careful with that. A lot of you drink energy drinks, and I get it. I've had sugar-free Red Bull. I think the sugar-free Red Bull tastes better than Red Bull, but keep in mind, it's 80 milligrams of caffeine, or what it have you. Many people are drinking faster than coffee. Coffee is hot a lot of times, so you have to sip it, drink it slow, or some people will kind of milk their iced coffee and make it last an hour or two. I see people just punching and downing those energy drinks. That's why we see people with arrhythmias and things like that. So National Coffee Day is tomorrow. So what kind of goodies are there? Well, Dunkin', it's so weird. It's called Dunkin'. You know, it used to be Dunkin' Donuts, but they've tried to kind of change their whole name. And yeah. So Dunkin' is free coffee. If you are a Dunkin' Rewards member, you can get a free medium iced or hot coffee with any purchase on Friday. You can also get one of four new Coffee Lovers bracelets. Dunkin' is partnered with Little Words Project starting 8 a.m. on Friday for $30 each. So it helps the Little Words Project. They'll have Krispy Kreme has free coffee on National Coffee Day. You could have a free medium hot or iced coffee or espresso-based drink. No purchase necessary. You could also treat the whole family for donuts. And I think you could get a dozen donuts for $2. Starbucks Reserve has specialty coffees that they are selling. Sheetz has a free coffee deal. Sheetz Coffee, Kolache Factory has free coffee for National Coffee Day. Dutch Brothers, Drink More Coffee hat. I guess there's a hat that you could get. And I think there might also be some coffee drinks. Bean Box has a free coffee deal. I don't know a lot of these places, but apparently they do. Laird Superfood Coffee, Paris Baguette, free coffee. There's a place called Paris Baguette. Oh, that's cool. That means you could get, like, you know, some pastries. That's kind of nice. Croissant. Pilot Flying J free coffee deal. Okay, so there's a lot of coffee deals. Shipley Donuts, Mavericks, Winn-Craigs National Coffee, Atlas Coffee Club, Steeped Coffee, Trade Coffee. You guys might know more than I about these. I have not seen or heard of a lot of these. I know about Dutch Brothers and all that. Circle K is giving away one free cup of coffee, according to CNN, of any size through its app. valid at 7,000 different locations. Just don't get 7,000 cups. I guess you have to go by the app, so you only get one cup of coffee. Krispy Kreme, Dunkin', Pete's Coffee, Sheets, Tim Hortons, Wendy's. Wendy's is selling a 99-cent small hot or iced coffee on its app. Isn't coffee, though, 99 cents anyway? I'm not too sure. So, yeah, I'm honestly, guys, with coffee, the coffee health benefits, helping the liver. There's been talk of studies showing decreased cancer risk, heart health with coffee, and it's the caffeinated coffee. It has to be the real coffee, not the decaffeinated that goes through, processing and a real coffee, right? It has health benefits. And, studies are showing 5 cups. Now, does 1 cup give you health benefits? I don't know. And I'm mixed because I think some of the health benefits that people have with coffee might also be because of the way they're doing the coffee. So a lot of people that are, and I don't want you to be on the run, I want you to eat a good breakfast. But if your choice is grabbing a bran muffin and a coffee for breakfast, as opposed to eating eggs and bacon and corned beef hash, maybe that style of, I'm going to grab a bran muffin, grab a coffee, sip it, maybe because you're eating less calories, maybe because you're not sitting there with the whole big, caloric meal, maybe. Maybe it's because, for the antioxidants in the coffee, do a lot for you. Maybe it's because you have a routine. People who have a routine seem to live long. When you talk to these centenarians, in Italy and France and all that, they say, well, I had my one glass of wine. Okay, and you're like, well, how big is the glass? Because, I could drink 2 or 3 if it'll help. But they'll have their one glass of wine. They'll have their walk. They go to the potty at the same time every day. They have their meals at the same time every day. And it's a routine. Coffee drinkers have a routine. And maybe the body likes that. And because you guys have coffee, it's a ritual. To me, I don't have that. I mean, I eat a little something, I prep for my show, I leave. That's my routine. I don't know if it's a routine the body wants or not. But for some of you, sipping the coffee, I remember one of my parents, that's how they would potty. They needed to have their coffee, and the coffee somehow stimulated them to finally go to the bathroom. And maybe for some of you, that helps you potty. If you're constipated, that's unhealthy for you. So you kind of need that, ritual. So anyway, tomorrow is National Coffee Day. I don't mind these coffee or these national days. I made National Blood Donation Week. I think that stuff is cool, which, by the way, even though we're over National Blood Donation Week, still donate blood. Huge blood shortage, especially platelets. But, honoring coffee by getting free coffee, not bad. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms.
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not only do I teach you guys on the show, but I learned some stuff. And I didn't realize how heavy electric cars can be. Aren't they like some of them 6,000 pounds? I don't know much about cars. I try to learn. I think there's so much more I need to learn. But when New York had that garage collapse, where the top floor of, I think, a four-story garage park floor collapsed, And they were talking about how cars are heavier these days than what they used to be. And electric cars are really heavy. And the weight of what we are putting on our buildings, let alone on the ground, is changing the dynamics of things. They're not wrong. It's something we need to think about. And then, a few weeks ago, there was a study saying the heat we are generating from our cities and our buildings and our weight, not only the weight of our tushies, but the weight of our cars, the weight of our houses, the weight of our televisions, the weight of our furniture, is altering the Earth's surface. They're not wrong about that, too. That doesn't mean we have to tax people and shift money from border protection to climate change. But we do have to understand that there are dynamics and there are things that we are doing that could affect the environment. Well, this latest report is saying that part of New York City is sinking under the weight that it is trying to hold up. NASA, according to Daily Mail, has found several hot spots across New York City that are sinking faster than other regions. Researchers determined that the city is sinking at an average rate of 0.06 inches per year. Specific locations such as LaGuardia and Arthur Ashe Stadium are dropping more than twice as fast. Other hot spots include Interstate 78, which goes through the Holland Tunnel and connects New Jersey to New York, Brooklyn's Coney Island, and R. Vernon, Queens. It was all built on an artificial fill. A runway at LaGuardia Airport and Arthur Ashe Stadium are sinking up to 0.18 inches per year compared to the average 0.06 inches New York City is dropping each year. While the city is dipping under the weight of skyscrapers, the newly identified hotspots are sinking because they sit atop an ancient glacier that is retreating. Well, that sounds kind of scary. They say the ancient glacier covered most of New England 24,000 years ago, and a wall of ice more than a mile high covered what is today's Albany in upstate New York. The Earth's mantle is like a flexed mattress and has been readjusting. But New York City sits on land raised just outside the ice sheet's edge. Now it's sinking back down. NASA scientists teamed up with researchers at Rutgers University in Jersey to analyze the 302.6 square mile city of five boroughs, Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Staten Island. The team analyzed the upward and downward vertical land motion, or the uplift and subsidence of New York City, from the years 2016 to 2023. Now, the work involved using an interferometric synthetic aperture radar called INSAR, remote sensing technique, which combines two or more 3D observations of the same region to reveal surface motion or topography. This is still being reported by Daily Mail, because I couldn't spell, let alone say that correctly. Much of the motion they observed occurred in areas where prior modifications to the Earth's surface, such as land reclamation and the construction of landfills, made the ground looser and more compressible beneath subsequent buildings. The study found runway 13/31 at LaGuardia to be dipping 0.15 inches per year. The runway was built on a former landfill. It's currently undergoing an $8 billion renovation, trying to alleviate enhanced flooding from sea level rise. Arthur Ashe Tennis Stadium, the world's largest tennis venue, found to be sinking 0.18 inches per year, also built on a landfill. Interstate 78, dipping less quickly, is on the southern portion of Governor's Island, sinking about, Governor's Island is 0.3 inches dropping, Interstate 0.707 inches dropping. So what does that mean? All right, well, they say the lower region was constructed on top of debris from the Lexington Avenue subway excavations during the early 20th century. The Army Corps of Engineers supervised the deposit of 4.7 million cubic yards of fill on the south side of Governor's Island. So this artificial fill could obviously be a concern. Now, you guys might know more about this. You know, I've also been concerned, does plumbing play a role? Co-author Robert Kopp of Rutgers University says groundwater pumping and injection wells used to treat polluted water also could play a role. But, you know, we've been talking about how New York might not be the most stable ground. I remember in the 80s hearing that there's a fault and that can cause be the result of a huge earthquake that can cause mass devastation of New York. Now, maybe some of these buildings were built on land that could give, so in case there was an earthquake, there could be some, but I, you know, some people are predicting that the earthquake would be far more worse to overcome any flexibility the land could give. But we are heavier these days, and not only just personally, but our vehicles are heavier. Our homes are heavier. Maybe furniture is less heavy because IKEA furniture is a lot lighter than what, you know, my family used to have and we had to lug and move. Furniture used to be a bear. But the more we build, the more we compress, the more we add, the higher our population is, the more it's putting stressors. And forces will give. And so I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen. Hopefully nothing ever happens. But they call it underground climate change. But, you know, putting politics aside and some of the money grabbing that can unfortunately come with very poor climate policy for the wrong reasons. Climate always changes. You know, areas get droughts, areas get floods. We might have some seasons that are wetter, some seasons that are drier. Even in biblical times, you had the seven good years, the seven bad years. Climate changes, food changes, things change. But there are certain things that do happen the more you build, the more population you have. In fact, I heard that New York City has sent people to the border to send out flyers telling people don't come to New York City. It's too expensive. Go someplace else. I thought they were a sanctuary city. They wanted, you know, that population is growing. And it's a beautiful city. It's one of my favorite cities. But, you know, you have a lot of old infrastructure. They dug to build subways. They didn't waste that dirt. They used it to make more land. They built on that land. All right, well, you know, how stable is it? You know, that condo that collapsed in Surfside, Florida, a couple years ago. The original rumors was it was a sinkhole. Experts say it wasn't a sinkhole. It was bad engineering because people saw wires. Well, before a sinkhole hits and the ground shifts, you'll start to get those wires that start popping out. And if our beaches, I mean, we have exquisite skyscrapers and homes and hotels and resorts on what looks like sandbars. How stable is that land if the water levels rise? And we've built and we've done amazing things, but the forces might cause some things to buckle. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY, don't go away.
Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.